Appreciate the presence of everyone that's here this morning. We have visitors with us, and we want you to know that we're especially appreciative of your presence and the fact that you have taken the time to come out and to worship with us, and we appreciate that so much. If you came to hear Bob, I'm sorry, but I would ask you to overlook the inadequacies of the messenger and instead concentrate on the message that we have to bring. Most religious people today believe that one is saved at the point of belief separate and apart from baptism. One of the standards that has stood apart with churches of Christ through the years is the fact that we stand upon the principle that water baptism, immersion, is necessary for salvation. But in latter years, those of the more liberal element have begun to question that fact that we can be saved separate and apart from baptism. So, this morning I want us to study together, to consider some passages of scriptures that answer the question, are we saved at the point of belief, or are we saved after baptism? So there are two questions that we need to answer this morning. Number one is baptism necessary for our salvation? And the second question that we need to answer is, at what point are we saved? Now, Brother Smith very ably Friday night answered the question, number one, is baptism necessary for salvation? And I don't want to go back and go over what he has already done. And if you weren't here Friday night, you missed a great opportunity to hear God's Word taught. But as we answer the second question, at what point are we saved? We invariably will answer the first. The object of our study this morning is not to belittle, but simply to look at passages of Scripture that some would say would support the argument that one is saved at belief. Look at Scriptures that have to deal with our salvation and examine them in light of Scriptural context. So I'd ask all of you this morning to take out your Bibles. And as we look at these passages of Scripture, to look at them very carefully, to think about them as we study about them and strive to come to a conclusion of God's truth. And I'd like for you, first of all, to look at Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 10. Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 10. Verses 10 through 14, Jesus gives to us the parable of the publican and the attitude that he had as he prayed to God for forgiveness of his sins. And in verse 10 of Luke 18, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The publican, realizing his sin, smote on his breast, prayed to God to forgive him of his sins, and he was justified. The question we need to ask ourselves this morning, is this proof that one is an alien sinner is saved at the point of belief? Well, the lesson under consideration here that Jesus is trying to teach is that those who are justified are those who trust in God and not in themselves. Look at the end of verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Well, who was this to? Who was the publican? He was a Jew. He was under the law of Moses. He wasn't under the law of Christ. He was under a different law. He was a Jew, and being a Jew, circumcised the eighth day, he was in a covenant relationship with God through birth. So, he was already in a relationship with God. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 and 9, those who are in a covenant relationship with God could pray for forgiveness. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he was already in a relationship with God by birth. He was not under the law of Christ. So this does not answer for us how an alien sinner comes to Christ. Turn with me next to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verses 11 and verse 12. John there says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So those who believed, received Him, became sons of God. So those who believed, those who received Him, became sons of God. Does this answer the question, what does an alien sinner have to do to become a child of God? It doesn't end with verse 12. It doesn't end with verse 12. There's no period there as we read. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. If you leave out the parenthetical statement, those who received Him, who believed Him, who became sons of God, were those who were born of God. So those who believe, those who receive, were born of God, became sons of God. John chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So to be born again is to be born of God. To be born of God is to be born again. Look over with me to James chapter 1 and verse 18. James chapter 1 and verse 18. There James says, Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. We're born of the word of truth. Look over to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Peter says, Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. You've purified your souls, how? In obeying the truth through the Spirit. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So, James says we're born of truth. 1 Peter says we're born through the word of God by the Spirit. Being born again. Well, we understand that the Spirit revealed the Word of God to us. And as we go back over to John chapter 3 again, in verse 5, Jesus, as He continues talking to Nicodemus, says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So, Peter and James says that we're born of the Word of God, we're born of truth, by God, Jesus says in John chapter 3, we're born of water. To be born of God is to be born again. To be born again is to be born of water. What's born of water? It's water baptism. So, in order for us to be born again, we have to be baptized. You know, Rebecca became a child when she was born of Larry and Angela in newness of life. She became alive. Those who believe, those who received Him were born of God, were baptized, and became sons of God. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. John chapter 1 says, Those who believed and were born of God, those who were born again, those who were baptized became sons of God. See, those are parallel passages. They teach the same thing. In order for us to be born again, we have to be baptized. In baptism, we become children of God because we've obeyed God. We've obeyed the Word that was revealed to us by the Spirit. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Here, as John writes to the seven churches of Asia through inspiration, says in the 20th verse, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. So do we have the answer here? If we seek Christ, if we stand and we hear His voice, we open the door of our hearts, He'll come into us and He'll dwell with us and He'll be with us and we'll be with Him. Is this the answer to how an alien sinner comes to Christ? Well, who was this written to? It was written to churches. Acts 2:47. Those who were saved, God added to the church daily. These were members of the church. These were Christians who had already been baptized. Again, they were already in a covenant relationship with Christ. He was writing to them because they were unfaithful. God wanted to spew them out of His mouth because they were lukewarm. They were unfaithful to God, but they had still been baptized. They were still in a covenant relationship with God, so they could come to God again in repentance and prayer and ask for forgiveness, as Simon the sorcerer did in Acts chapter 8 in verse 23-24. So this doesn't answer for us how an alien sinner comes to Christ. Well, look over in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Acts chapter 2 and 21 and Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Well, does this answer those who call on the name of the Lord are going to be saved? The question that we need to ask is, does calling on the name of the Lord mean a vocal calling on the Lord in prayer? Well, in Acts chapter 25 and verse 11, where Paul there makes his defense before Festus, he says, "For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof they accuse me, no man can deliver me unto them. I appeal to Caesar." That word appeal in Acts chapter 25 and verse 11 is the same word of call upon in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. "I call upon Caesar." Did he literally call Caesar's name? No, he appealed to Caesar. "I appeal to Caesar. I call upon Caesar. I put myself in the hands of Caesar." It's the same word, Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whoever appeals to the name of the Lord, I appeal to the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord. I'm seeking His blessing. I'm seeking forgiveness of my sins by calling on the name of the Lord." Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Let's continue. "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Well, say, how does this answer on the name of the Lord? Those who call on the Lord are going to be saved. The question that we need to ask is, does calling of the Lord on the name of the Lord mean a vocal call of the Lord in prayer? Where? Well, in Acts chapter 25 and verse 11, where Paul there makes before Festus his defense, he says, "For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof they accuse me, no man can deliver me unto them. I appeal to Caesar." That word, Caesar, Acts chapter 20, word appeal in 25 and verse 11, is the same word 11, is word of call in upon Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Call upon Caesar. I call Caesar. Literally call. Did he call Caesar? No. Caesar's name? No. He up to Caesar. I appealed Caesar. I call. I appealed to Caesar. Call upon. I put myself Caesar. I up in the hands of. It's the same word Caesar. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whoever appeals to the name of the Lord, I appeal to the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord. I'm seeking His blessing, forgiveness of. I'm seeking for my sins by calling on the name of the Lord." Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Let's continue. "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? For whosoever shall call upon the Lord upon the name of the Lord." Well, shall be. How does this answer say? On the name of the Lord are going to be saved. Those who call. The question that we need to ask is, does calling of the Lord on the name of the Lord mean a vocal call of the Lord in prayer? Where? Well, in Acts chapter 25 and verse 11, where Paul there makes before Festus his defense, he says, "For offender, or if I be an offender, or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse." but accuse not to die. If there be none of these things whereof they accuse me, no man can deliver me unto them. I appeal to some. That word Caesar. Acts chapter 20. The word appeal in 85 and verse 11 is the same word. 11 is the word of call upon Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Call upon Caesar. I call Caesar. Literally call Caesar. Did he know Caesar's name? To Caesar. I appealed to Caesar. Call upon. I put myself in the hands of Caesar. It's the same word, Caesar. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, appeal to the Lord. Whoever appeals to the name of the Lord, I appeal to the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord. I'm seeking His blessing, forgiveness of. I'm seeking things by my sin, calling on the. Look at the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Let's continue. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have for whoso not believed? Whoever shall call upon the Lord upon the name of the Lord, well, shall be. How does this answer on the name of the Lord? You say, Lord, are going to be saved. The question that are those who call saved. We need to ask is, does call the name of the Lord mean a calling on the name on local call of the Lord in prayer? Where? Well, in Acts chapter 25 and verse 11, where Paul there makes before Festus his defense. He says, for offender, or if I be an offender, or have committed anything worthy of death, I but accuse not to die. If there be none of these things whereof they accuse me, no man unto them can deliver me. I appeal to some. That word Caesar. Acts chapter 20. Word appeal, and it's the same word 25 and verse 11. Word of call 11 is in Romans chapter 13. Chapter 10 and verse call upon Caesar. I call, literally call Caesar. Call Caesar. No, did he to Caesar. Caesar's name? Caesar. I call. He appealed. Call upon. I appeal to Caesar. I put myself in the hands of. It's the same word Caesar. I Caesar. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Whosoever calls or appeals upon the name of the Lord, appeals to the name of the Lord. Whoever name of the Lord, I appeal to the Lord. My trust in. I'm seeking the Lord and His blessing, forgiveness of sins. I'm seeking for my sin. Look at calling on the Romans chapter name of the Lord. 14. Let's continue. 10 verse 4. How then shall continue him if they call on in whom they have for whoso will not believe? However, shall the Lord shall call upon the name of the Lord. Well, shall be on the name of the Lord. What does this answer you say? The question that the Lord are going to be saved are those who call saved. Is we need to ask, does call mean a name of the Lord? Calling on the name of the Lord in prayer. Local call. Well, in Acts chapter 5, in verse 11, or 25, where Paul there makes before Festus, he says, his defense, offender, for if I be an offender, or have thing worthy of committed any death, but if I refuse not to die, if there be none of these things whereof they accuse me unto them, I mean, no man I appeal can deliver me to some. That was Acts chapter 20, Caesar. It's the same word appeal in 85 and verse 11. Word of call 11 is in Romans chapter 13. Upon chapter 10 and verse call upon Caesar. I call, literally call Caesar. Call Caesar. No, did he to Caesar. Caesar's name? Caesar. I call. He appealed. Call upon. I appealed to Caesar. I put myself in the hands of. It's the same word Caesar. I Caesar. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Whosoever calls or appeals upon the name of the Lord, appeals to the name of the Lord. Whoever name of the Lord, I appeal to the Lord. My trust in, I'm seeking the Lord and His blessing, forgiveness of sins. I'm seeking, look at my sin, calling on the Romans chapter name of the Lord. 14, let's continue. 10 verse 4. How then shall continue him if they call on in whom they have, for whoso will not believe? However, shall the Lord, I'll call upon the name of the Lord. Well, shall be on the name of the Lord. What does this answer you say? The question that the Lord are going to be saved are those who call saved. Is we need to ask, does call mean a name of the Lord, calling on the name of the Lord in prayer? Local call. Well, in Acts chapter 5, in verse 11, or 25, where Paul there makes before Festus, he says, his defense, offender, for if I be an offender, or have thing worthy of committed any death, but if I refuse not to die. If there be none of these things whereof they accuse me, unto them, I mean, no man I appeal to see, can deliver me. That will. Acts chapter 20 is the same word Caesar. Word appeal in 85 and verse 11. Word of call 11 is and 13. Romans chapter 10 and verse upon, call upon Caesar, literally call, I call Caesar. No, did he to Caesar? I called Caesar's name. No, he appealed. Call upon, I appealed to self in the hands of, it's the same word, Caesar. Caesar. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, calls whoever appeals to the name, upon the name of the Lord. Whoever I appeal to the Lord, I trust in the Lord. I'm seeking, I put the Lord forgiveness of his blessings by, look at, I'm seeking for my sin. Romans chapter, calling on the 14, let's get the name of the Lord. Chapter 10, verse 4. How then shall him continue, in whom they have they call on, for whoso will not believe? Whoever, Lord, shall call upon, well, on the name of the Lord, on the name of the Lord, shall be, how does this answer the question that you say? Lord are going to be saved, those who call his name. We need to ask for mean of what does calling on the name of the Lord and praying on the name. Well, in Acts chapter, local call in verse 11, there, chapter 25, all there makes where Paul for Festus, he says, his defense defender, for if I be in a, or have thing worthy of committed anything but death, choose not to die. If there be none of the accused of these things were unto them, I appeal me no man to see. That can deliver me. Acts chapter 20. It's the same word appeal in Caesar. Word of call, 5 and verse 11, is 13. In Romans chapter 10 and verse, call upon Caesar. Literally call Caesar. I call. No, Caesar. To Caesar. I call. He utters a name. Call upon. Appealed. I put myself in the hands of. I appeal to Caesar. It's the same word. Caesar. Caesar. Romans chapter 10. Whoso 10 and verse, calls, verse 13. Whoever appeals to the name upon the name of the Lord. Whoever I appeal to the Lord, I trust in. I'm seeking the Lord. I put forgiveness in the Lord by his blessing. Look at, I'm seeking Romans chapter my sin 14. Let's can calling on the name of the Lord. Chapter 10 verse 4. How then shall him in whom they have continued they call on for whoso will not believe? Whoever Lord shall. Well, I'll call upon the name of the Lord. On the name of the Lord shall be. The question that, well, does this answer? Lord are going to be saved. You say, for those who call his name. Lord mean of what we need to ask him on, does call name of the Lord in praying on the name. Well, in Acts chapter and verse 11, local call there. All there in Acts 25 before Festus, where Paul, he says, fender, his defense, for if I be in a thing worthy of, or have committed anything but death, choose not to die. If there be none of the accused of these things were unto them, I appeal me no man to see. That can deliver me. Acts chapter 20. It's the same word appeal in Caesar. Word of call, 5 and verse 13. 11 is in Romans chapter 10 and verse call upon Caesar. Literally call Caesar. I call. No, Caesar. To Caesar. I call. He utters a name. Call upon. Appealed. I put myself in the hands of. I appeal to Caesar. It's the same word, Caesar. I heard Romans chapter Caesar. Whoso 10 and calls, verse 13. Whoever appeals to the name upon the name of the Lord, I appeal to the Lord. Whoever my trust in, I'm seeking the Lord forgiveness of. I put myself by the Lord in his blessing. Look at Romans chapter. I'm seeking 14. Let's continue my sin, calling on the name of the Lord. How then shall chapter 10 verse 4 him in whom they have continued? For whoso they call on not believe. Whoever Lord well shall call upon the name of the Lord. On the name of the question that shall be Lord are going to be saved. What does this answer say? Yes. Those who call Lord mean a thing. Only we need to ask, does call the Lord in name of the Lord willing on the name? Well, in Acts chapter and verse 11, local call all there may say. Chapter 25 before Festus, where Paul's defender, he says, his defense, for thing worthy of, for if I be in a, or have committed anything, but use not to die, death, if there be none of, I revive the accused unto them, these things where I appeal to me, no man, that Acts chapter 20 can deliver me, is the same word, I word appeal and word of call of Caesar, 13, 25 and verse 11. In 11 is Romans chapter 10 and verse call upon Caesar. Literally call upon call Caesar. I call no to Caesar. Caesar. Caesar I call. Did he utters a name? Call upon I put myself, appealed in the hands of, I appeal to Caesar. It's the same word, Romans chapter Caesar. Caesar. Whosoever 10 and verse calls, appeal, verse 13, appeals to the name, whoever perform the name of the Lord. I appeal to the name of the Lord. I my trust in the Lord. Whoever I'm seeking forgiveness of the Lord, I put hands by the Lord. Look at His blessing. Romans chapter 14. I'm seeking 14. Let's confess my sin, calling on the name of the Lord. How then shall chapter 10 verse 4 him in whom they have for whoso continue they call on not believe. Whoever Lord. Well, shall on the name of the Lord. I'll call upon the question that on the name of the Lord. Shall be order going to be saved? As this answer is, you say, those who call or mean a voting, only we need to ask, does call the Lord in prayer? Name of the Lord, willing on the name. Well, in Acts chapter and verse 11, local call all there may say. Chapter 25, before Festus, where Paul says, he defender, he says, his defense, for thing worthy of, for if I be in a, or have, but if committed any, refuse not to die. If there be none of death, of the accused, I reckon to them, I appeal these things were I. To me, no man that word, Acts chapter 20 is the same word can deliver me. Word appeal in them. I heard of call of 13, Caesar. 25 and verse 11 is Romans chapter 10 and verse call upon Caesar. Literally call upon all Caesar. I call no to Caesar. I, Caesar. Caesar, I call. He up. Did he lose his name? Call upon. I put myself in the hands of appealed. I appeal to Caesar. It's the same word, Romans chapter Caesar. I, Caesar. Whosoever 10 and verse calls, appeal, verse 13, appeals to the name, whoever perform the name of the Lord. I appeal to the name of the Lord. I trust in the Lord. Whoever I'm seeking forgiveness of the Lord, I put hands by the Lord. Look at His blessing. Romans chapter, I'm seeking 14. Let's confess my sin. Calling on the name of the Lord. How then shall chapter 10 verse 4 him in whom they have for whoso continue they call on not believe. Whoever, Lord. Well, shall on the name of the Lord. I'll call upon the question that on the name of the Lord shall be order going to be saved. As this answer is, you say, those who call or mean a voting, only we need to ask, does call the Lord in prayer? Name of the Lord. Willing on the name. Well, in Acts chapter and verse 11, local call all there may say. Chapter 25, before Festus, where Paul's defender, he says, his defense, for thing worthy of, for if I be in a, but if, or have committed any, refuse not to die. If there be none of death, of the accused, I reckon to them, I appeal these things were I. To me, no man, that was the same word, Acts chapter 20, can deliver me. Word appeal in them, I heard of call of 13, Caesar, 25 and verse 11, in Romans chapter 11, is chapter 10 and verse call upon Caesar. Literally call Caesar upon. I call no to Caesar. I call Caesar. So he did he lose his name? Call upon. I put myself in the hands of appealed. It's the same word. I appeal to Caesar. Romans chapter Caesar. I Caesar. Whoso calls chapter 10 and verse appeal verse 13 appeals to the name whoever upon the name of the Lord. I appeal to the Lord. I trust in the name of the Lord. I'm seeking the Lord. Whoever forgiveness of the Lord. I put in by the Lord. Look at Romans chapter His blessing. Now I'm seeking 14. Let's confess my sin, calling on the name of the Lord. How then shall him, chapter 10 verse 4, in whom they have, for whoso they call on, continue, not believe.